taking the church to a tattoo parlor, did you hear some of the things that were in there? God took a mess and made a message. God doesn't waste hurts. I don't know, I think it was this week my wife and I were traveling, and she said, well, did your daughter, was it your daughter or our daughter? I don't know if she said, anyway, she said, did our daughter tell you and show you her new tattoo? And I said, I know. And then she said, well, she got a new one, and it's pretty big, and it's right on her arm here. And I said, well, I knew she was going to get one. And so she did. It's an olive branch. Peace. Shalom. And on that olive branch, there are three olives that represent Father, Son, Holy Ghost, Trinity. I don't know about you, but it's pretty hard as a dad and as a preacher, for sure, to argue with that kind of a tattoo. You know what I'm saying? God's action and activity is over there. And that's what I want to look at today. So if you take your notes, you can look at the first thing. It says, our perception. And this is important, is that I want you to understand that today we're looking at ways of viewing what is around us. One of the ways is our perception. Do we get hung up with just how we see things in the human world, in through a human viewpoint and worldview? Is it our eyes that are, and how do they see? And the first thing it is that we want to talk about is noticing the action of God around us, because there is God's action all around us, everywhere. The disciples had eyes, and they were seeing, and this scripture tells us this. As John said to Jesus, "Teacher, we saw someone." And so, and there was the action of God. We saw someone throwing demons out in your name. So the disciples were attuned to God's activity outside. And that's good. Just as you and I need to be attuned to God's activity outside, there, wherever there is. Here is here, and if it's not here, it's there. That's the simplest way I could say it. If it's not here, it's there. So you can talk about where that location is. Said, we saw someone throwing demons out in your name. A quote I have for you is this. And this quote that I have says, seeing God in unexpected places through unexpected persons transforms God's grace into God's amazing grace. See, you can go about life looking, and you can even see God's actions, but if you take it for granted, if you don't understand the entire backstory of that other person, you can take it, but when you do, when you see a preacher who's preaching without shoes on, it takes it from God's grace to God's amazing grace. Who's the chef that would throw spice in and say, I just got to kick it up a little bit? Bam. Is that before your time, or Emerald, that's right. I knew, I just couldn't think of who it was. It's like God taking his grace and bam, and kicking it up a lot so that we have God's amazing grace working around us. And those are the kind of eyes that we need to see. And so the disciples saw this. They saw God's amazing grace that was releasing, that was setting free this person. But here the next is this. Why would our first impulse be to stop the action of God? Why would our first impulse be to hold up that stop sign and say, not here? Look what the disciples said. We saw this guy. He was casting demons out in your name, and we tried to stop him. Have you ever tried to stop the action and activity of God? Let me tell you this. Not only is it hard, it's almost impossible. Because God will choose to work with you. God will choose to work through you, or God will choose to work around you. You can stand there and say, not me. Nope, not me. And you know what? God takes that, and he can even, and is able to weave your unwillingness into his master plan. So that there's nothing that we can do to stop God's action and activity, nor should there be. I'm sure all of you have heard the name Billy Graham before. Okay? Crusades, evangelistic crusades. My wife and I went to Boston one time for a Billy Graham School of Evangelism and a crusade. And I was incredulous. It was unbelievable. I was outside of the stadium getting ready to walk in, and I heard this blaring noise. And it was this van, a panel wagon, coming down the street, and it had all of these placards and signs on the side of it about where we were going to go and spend eternity because we were listening to this heretical man. And on the loudspeakers, they were yelling loud. They were speaking against Billy Graham, of all persons. And we tried to stop him. Pope Francis said this as a quote. He said, a person who thinks only about building walls, wherever they may be, and not building bridges, is not a Christian. This is not in the gospel. Building walls as a fortress, as stopping the action or activity of God, is not what we're about. It's building bridges. It's why opening doors, not making doors closing doors or locking doors, but opening doors so that people can see Jesus Christ. Opening doors for our neighbors, opening doors so that God can work within us as well. Another part of the perception that we have in seeing is that there are those used by God who are not within our group. That might be self-evident, but certainly the disciples brought it up when they said, Lord, we saw this person casting out demons. We tried to stop him because he wasn't following us. He wasn't with the in crowd of the disciples, as it were. He was somewhere else, but he wasn't one of us. He didn't look like us. He didn't dress like. He just said he wasn't following us. I confess before you, and my wife, and I said this at the beginning, I like to eat at fast food. I like to eat Wendy's. I like to eat McDonald's. I like to eat Burger King. Those are the biggies for me. But did you know that Wendy's and McDonald's were having a little battle? Because Wendy's purported to be the place where you could go to get your fast food hamburgers from fresh beef. And then McDonald's decided, wait a minute, we can do that. And so they changed their quarter pounders into fresh beef hamburgers. And Wendy's had a problem with this. Now, I realize that this battle is all about market share. It's all about fast food industry. It's repeated, though, over and over again. When one company tries to mimic a successful product or a successful strategy of another's, that there's somehow that we have the corner of the market on there. As one person said, in some ways, it's like it all can get boiled down to being self-centered, that what is the best for us. And I was wondering if that's what was happening with these disciples. They were saying that the disciples were saying, he's not one of us, he's not following. But you remember, and there's a scripture up here that is, it is from Mark chapter 5, and you can look at that more thoroughly. But if I'll remind you quickly of the story. Jesus gets in a boat and he goes across, and there's a man who's possessed by demons, and they get on him, and they say, don't cast me out. And Jesus, of course, casts them out and frees it. And we see this man, and he's standing sitting for the first time beside Jesus. He's in his right mind. He's clothed. He's at peace. And then Jesus decides he's going to be going away. And the man asks him this. The man asks him, Lord, let me go with you. That would be a natural, I think that would be a natural response. And Jesus says what? No, go home and be with your family and friends. Go home and tell them how much the Lord has done for them. This man was becoming one of those over there persons. In fact, I was just wondering if this man had indeed gone throughout that area and the disciples came across this man. And this man was telling what Jesus had done for him. And this man was the one who was casting out the demons. And the disciples wanted to stop him. That's just conjecture for me. You can mull it over a little bit for yourself. Here's a question I have for you. We're not there. We're not even there yet. My question is, and I have some notes of my own, but they're not in there, so that's on me. So here's my question to you. What brand is the Good Samaritan? Was the Good Samaritan on the inside with the disciples, or was he on the outside with the disciples? Was the Good Samaritan in the inner circle, or was he not even in the circle at all? Jesus many, many times looked and noticed people who were doing the action of God outside of that inner circle of disciples. So here's Jesus' response. The first thing that Jesus said is, do not stop the action of God. Do not stop the activity of God. I thought of, don't stop in the name of, no, that was, yeah. Anyway, Jesus says this in Mark 9:39. Jesus replied, don't stop him. Pretty straightforward, wasn't it? Don't stop this man who has somehow been captivated by the Spirit, the Holy Spirit, and is now moving in the activity of God. Don't stop him. A quote that I found is this: God is always working things together for good, but not just for our good. God is always working things together for good, and we are involved, but it's not just for us. It's not just for us who are sitting in pews or seats together or sections or even in First Church together. God is working for good always, even over there. Jesus also says this: notice that if a powerful work is happening outside the person, something is also happening inside the person. If it's happening outside, something's happening inside. Jesus said in Mark 9, "No one who does powerful acts in my name can quickly turn around and curse me. Whoever isn't against us is for us." Jesus was seeing an outward manifestation of an inward transformation. Do you know this? United Methodists, we have this vision or mission statement: go into all the world, make disciples of Jesus Christ for the transformation of the world. That transformation of the world out there begins in our hearts. Jesus is a primary cardiologist. He wants to change our hearts. And when our hearts get changed, our eyes get changed, and we can see out there, and we can begin to see the immense, enormous activity of God that's already going on around us. I thought of, this is not in the notes. Do you remember that song called "Thank You for Giving to the Lord? I am a life that's been changed. Thank you." And it talks about this man who goes up to heaven. And there, when he gets to heaven, there's this long line of people. And he begins to see how they come up to him. And they begin to tell him how he impacted their life. To me, that's a great visual of the action of God over there. Don't stop it. Don't stop the activity of God, because there will be action of God that you will never know of. You'll never know how deeply, or like those ripples in the pond, you know. You don't know where they go. And it's there that they go. But that is a wonderful thing. I came across James Lee Lane Allen, who said this: "The outer condition of a person's life will always be found to reflect their inner beliefs." I believe that it's not until we begin to have our inner beliefs transformed that we can see outward correctly. And when we see outward, and we can know that that's God is working inside those persons. It's like this: if you want to notice the action of God outside of you, look for several things. First of all, look for a tale of redemption. How have you seen God bring something beautiful out of a hard situation? Look around you. You can see people who have gone through hard situations. And you know that when they share that this is a tale of redemption. You see that tale. Another thing that you can see is called a story of comfort. How have you experienced God's gentleness and shelter during a painful or difficult season? You look out there and you can see people. The woman who is having a cross put over, scars left, we presume probably because of suicide attempt. The tattoo being placed there. A story of comfort. as she experienced God's gentleness and shelter during a painful or difficult season. Next one that you can see is called a tale of victory. You can see someone who how God has helped you or another person overcome a weakness. And our eyes are opened to be able to see that victory. Another one is a story of provision, describing a time that God not only met a pressing need and exactly on time. It's amazing. And when you see that out there, that activity out there, instead of saying stop, you say, thank you, Lord, may more be done. Or a tale of reconciliation. When have you witnessed God heal a relationship that seemed damaged beyond repair? A relationship that seemed damaged beyond repair. God can do those things to bring that reconciliation together. Those are the things our eyes need to be open to see God's activity out there. Because the reality is, when we ask this question, what's happening over there, we can also see what's happening in here. God's not finished with us yet. God is at work. He holds no favors. He, in fact, wants to... It doesn't just say he loves all part of the world. It says God loved the whole world so much that he gave his only begotten Son. Whoever believes in him does not have to perish, but will have everlasting life. The whole world God loved. You will not be left behind. So the Phillies played this game the other night. I think it went 15 innings. I stopped at inning 11 because I couldn't stay awake. I read the recap. Both teams, they used every player on the bench except for one person. I would have hated to be that one person. I said, coach, just put me in so I can stand in the batter's box, you know, or something. Well, I hope he didn't feel left behind. But my point is this, God does not leave any of us behind. We're not in competition. We don't have to protect our brand. We don't have to protect. God is active over there, and he's over here. So when you today take this, see the action of God. Do not stop it, and find out what God wants to do. What God wants you to do. Now, I think there are some more notes in your bulletin there. You can ponder those later. I'm just going to cut right now. So let me pray. God, we thank you. We thank you for the action and the activity. We thank you for fresh expressions in places that are surprising, through people that are surprising, and in ways that are surprising. Help us not to stop it. Help us to lift it up. Help us to support it. Help us to notice it. In the precious name of Jesus. Amen.